We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, tolerant viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1, Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, European Union assists Asian food exporters. In animal news, a wandering young seal is returned to the ocean in New Zealand. In ecology news, an American study shows that trees contribute to our happiness. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 7th, is the Mahavira Jayanti Festival in India, commemorating the birthday of Lord Mahavira, who was born in the late 6th or early 7th century BCE. He was the last of 24 Tirthankars, or Jain prophets, and was known as a great and compassionate teacher of peace, brotherhood, and respect for all life. In keeping with his noble ideals of ahimsa, or nonviolence, the people of the Jain faith practice a vegetarian lifestyle. Celebrations in honor of Lord Mahavir's birth are held in Jain communities in India and around the world. Auspicious ceremonies take place in Jain temples. Fasts and giving to charities are observed and sacred sites are visited. May our Jain sisters and brothers have a most illuminating Mahavira Jayanti festival.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Gaza, Palestine. At the end of 2008, hundreds of people lost their lives or were injured in Gaza, Palestine, with severely limited access to medical treatment. Concerned about the civilians' welfare, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $30,000 through the Singapore Red Cross Society to purchase medical supplies for the injured victims. This amount could buy approximately $260,000 in supplies obtained in the United States, based on the cost of living in a country such as neighboring Egypt, where such purchases could be made. Upon receiving this contribution, Singapore Red Cross Society Chairman T. Tao Bao stated in a letter as follows.
On behalf of the Singapore Red Cross, we would like to express our appreciation to the Supreme Master Qinghai for the generous donation of $30,000 towards humanitarian relief in the Gaza Strip. The money will be used by the International Committee of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies for the purchase of medical supplies for their ongoing medical services for the victims of armed conflict. Thank you once again for your strong support towards our humanitarian work. Yours sincerely, T. Tua Ba, Chairman.
We are thankful to Mr. T. Tao Bao and the Singaporean Red Cross Society for their reliable and unconditional assistance to fellow humans in need. Our utmost gratitude goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her great compassion and steadfast support for vulnerable people everywhere. We pray for the protection and comfort of the Palestinians in Gaza, and that all may unite in brotherly care for one another to build a world of lasting peace.
Quake cost dozens of lives in central Italy. An earthquake measuring 6.3 rocked the mountainous Abruzzo region east of Rome around 3:30 a.m. Monday morning, with at least 150 people perished in the worst disaster to have occurred in Italy in a decade. Massimo Cialente, mayor of L'Aquila, which was closest to the epicenter, stated that over 100,000 people had left their homes as thousands of buildings were damaged. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi declared a state of emergency, as Italian Civil Defense Minister Guido Bertolaso stated, many buildings have collapsed. Emergency services are traveling to the scene and we are working on rescuing people who are trapped. We thank the Italian government and rescue personnel for their quick response to help the people. We are in sorrow for those who have lost loved ones in this tragedy and send our urgent prayers that survivors will be brought to safety quickly. May the Italian people be comforted at this difficult time.
Chile's Yaimar volcano bursts. In its first significant eruption since January 1, 2008, Chile's Yaimar volcano spewed ash 6 kilometers high, which was lifted by the wind and carried toward neighboring Argentina. A river of lava over 1 kilometer long also spilled forth, with resultant melting snow increasing the risk of mudslides. Furthermore, overnight rains were causing local river waters to rise, devastating a pedestrian bridge. Tourists and officials at Congrio National Park were evacuated, and 71 other residents near the volcano have also been asked to leave due to risk of mudslides. There have been no reports of injury. We are so thankful for the safety of the people in the volcano-affected area. May such disturbing events be eased as we exercise greater kindness toward others and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
clearance required for films featuring animals in India. The nation's Supreme Court has just ruled that before films featuring animals can be released, they must first be approved by the country's Animal Welfare Board, or AWB. The board was established in accordance with India's 1960 Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act to safeguard animal rights and their well-being. Supreme Court of India, we laud your decision that ensures greater safety for our animal friends. With compassionate decisions such as these, may we soon see a future in which all beings are loved and respected in all aspects of life.
U.S. President Obama calls for lowering nuclear weapons.
The United States will take concrete steps towards a world without nuclear weapons.
On Sunday, in U.S. President Barack Obama's address to a large crowd in Prague, Czech Republic, he expressed his country's commitment to reducing nuclear stockpiles within the next few years.
But we will begin the work of reducing our arsenal, to reduce our warheads and stockpiles.
Calling additionally for efforts from within the United States to ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, the president also urged leaders of other nations to work toward eliminating nuclear arms.
After more than 5 decades of talks, it is time for the testing of nuclear weapons to finally be banned.
Talks that have already begun between President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev are planned to continue with a shared commitment to reducing arms.
We will negotiate a new strategic arms reduction treaty with the Russians this year. President Medvedev and I began this process in London, and we'll seek a new agreement by the end of this year that is legally binding and sufficiently bold.
A respectful salute, Your Excellencies, and all world leaders who are taking these measurable actions to create a safer and more peaceful global community. What a dream come true for the next generation to live in such a world.
French classmates save schoolgirl from being taken. A 7-year-old student was saved from the hands of a stranger who had entered her school playground in a town west of Paris, France. The immediate response of her nearby classmates came to her rescue and sent the man fleeing. A local police inspector later reported that an 8-year-old fellow student first ran up to block and hinder the man, with a dozen other children quickly arriving to help free the girl. Bravo, young heroes, for saving your classmate from danger. We thank the heavens for her safety and wish you all many more happy times together.
Slovakian president wins second term. President Ivan Gasparovic has become the first president to be elected to a second 5-year term since Slovakia's independence in 1993. In a statement made after his re-election, Prime Minister Robert Fico congratulated him and indicated that the country's stability is assured due to the president's renewed term of office. Our sincere congratulations on your re-election, Your Excellency. May you continue serving the highest goals of your fellow citizens and great nation.
Save our planet. Methane gas rises from ocean depths off Costa Rica. After seismic activity of 6.5 magnitude on the Richter scale shook the Central American country, residents in El Golfito, Costa Rica, reported two mysterious bubble streams rising from the Pacific Ocean about 250 meters off the coast. Seismologist Dr. Victor Gonzalez of the Volcanological and Seismological Observatory of Costa Rica, or OVSICORI, stated that the gas is likely to be previously trapped methane that was released after the jolting created fissure in the ocean floor. He also said that it is not known how long the flammable greenhouse gas would continue to rise.
Fellow researcher Dr. Maria Martinez Cruz, also from OVSICORI, in the Laboratory of Geochemistry of Volcanic Fluids of the National University of Costa Rica, showed Supreme Master Television photos of their findings.
Este es propiamente el sitio donde está el burbujeo. Como podemos apreciar aquí en esta vista, estas burbujas tenían un diámetro máximo de hasta unos 2 metros. Vean que el flujo de gases no es algo sumamente grande, pero sí suficiente para levantar la columna de agua en forma de un borbotón.
Nosotros pudimos determinar allí en situ la presencia de metano, haciendo una ignición del gas con fósforos, y también por el olor y haciendo una reacción química in situ también logramos verificar la presencia de sulfuro de hidrógeno.
The scientists are concerned that a large earthquake could cause the methane deposits in their solid form to quickly become a gas and enter the atmosphere.
Eso es preocupante, más si se está viendo de que este reservorio de metano natural están siendo cada vez más expuesto debido a su exposición gradual por el calentamiento global. Es muy inestable y entonces se incorporaría fácilmente a la atmósfera y entonces habrían consecuencias de nuevo ahora respecto a lo que es el calentamiento global.
Our thanks, Dr. Martinez, Dr. Gonzalez and associates for your keen observations about this disturbing change in the ocean ecology. We pray for the well-being of all marine and human life as we strive for greater kindness in our actions to restore balance to the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai has on several occasions expressed concern about the risk of methane from the ocean and other sources, as during a live interview in September 2008 with Environmentally Sound Radio in New York, USA.
You look all that and you see already, because the methane gas and hydrogen sulfide are resulted from animal raising, and that produce a lot of toxic gas into the air, and it warm the atmosphere, and then the atmosphere melt the ice, and the ocean will be warm, and then more methane and other toxin will be released from the bottom of the ocean and permafrost and all that, and then it will be like a devil's circle, and we even might die from gas, not to talk about global warming yet. And right now, there's so much methane already released into the atmosphere, and many people have more mental illness or other physical suffering, according to scientists' research. I hope we stop it quick.
Save our planet. Arab nations affected by climate change. Mr. Isa Ramadan of the Kuwait Meteorological Stations has reported that the effects of human-induced global warming are being increasingly felt across the Arabic states. Amongst the weather-related shifts are record high temperatures and more extreme events such as previously atypical heavy rains and flooding in countries such as Yemen, Saudi Arabia and Morocco, with drought and desertification now causing violent dust storms in what used to be pastoral areas of western Iraq, as well as northeastern Syria and Jordan. We join your voice of concern about these changing weather patterns in the Arab regions, Mr. Isa Ramadan. With Allah's grace, may humanity's increased care of the environment help restore nature's delicate balance.
Save our planet. South Africa plans for the release of electric vehicle Joule. Cape Town-based manufacturer Optimal Electric is set to release the fully electric six-seater urban automobile into pilot production in 2010. Once production begins, the company that now employs 80 people will be increasing personnel to 1,000, with an additional 5,000 people who are anticipated to be working in related and supporting industries. The car is expected to have a retail price of approximately $22,000, with running costs that are one-tenth that of a conventional vehicle. Our green thumbs up, Optimal Electric and South Africa, for this heartening development in sustainable transportation. We can't wait to see the clean running Joule travelling on many South African roads and beyond.
Save our planet. Philippines turns toward fresh, plant-based foods. President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, who is an advocate for expanding the production of healthy and affordable vegetable fare in her country, had authorized funding and assisted in the inauguration of the Benguet Vegetable Processing Center at Benguet State University, or BSU, in La Trinidad. The three-year project to be conducted at the center utilizes fresh agricultural produce to create wholesome and inexpensive plant-based products such as noodles, meatless burger patties, and veggie fruit juice drinks. The goal is for the inexpensive foods to reach the disadvantaged, as well as to enhance the income of vegetable farmers. Our respectful accolades and many thanks, President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, for your wise promotion of nutritious plant-based foods. Surely with such vibrant leadership as yours, more and more of your fellow dignitaries will see the way to supporting veg as being the best for people and for our earth.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%. Prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. To conserve resources while coping with increased water demand, a new resolution passed in Pimpri Chinchwad, India, mandates the use of recycled water for purposes other than drinking in many multi-residential and newly constructed buildings.
Save our planet. Scientists working in the Andes Mountains of Peru discover the new species, Noblea pygmae, a coin-sized frog that is one of the smallest amphibians on the planet.
Hi, I'm Ocho the New, and I'm a vegan. It's an animal-free diet for me. For a tip on being frugal, I'd like to tell you about making some of your products last longer. For example, save an empty dish detergent dispenser and refill it with half detergent and half water. This idea can also work for liquid hand soap and shampoo. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, the European Union assists Asian nations with food exports. Technical support will be given to any country in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, which is a supplier of food products to the European Union. Through receiving this help, it is envisioned that the ASEAN countries will be able to meet an international safety criterion for food, the Codex Standard.
Dr. Jérôme Lepentre of the European Union Commission Health and Consumer Protection Directorate General stated that both groups of nations will benefit by adhering to this measure.
In addition, he said that all food must be labeled if it contains genetically modified organisms. Our many thanks, European Union, for your encouragement to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. May abundant harvests of plant-based food provide nourishment for all to flourish.
In animal news, a young seal has returned to his home. A one-year-old seal was spotted in Glen Eden Park in North Island, New Zealand. As the curious wanderer made his way around the neighborhood, traffic was redirected. It is thought that the seal had come 8 to 9 kilometers inland from Waiiti Mata Harbor. The Department of Conservation, DOC, was called to help, and the seal was later released into the Manukau Harbor, where many other seals live. DOC Marine Ranger Carl McLeod, who was involved in the rescue operation, commented, "He bounded out of the truck and dipped into the water looking very happy and relieved." We are delighted to hear of this wonderful outcome for the young seal. Our appreciation, Marine Ranger Carl McLeod, the Department of Conservation, and the kind citizens who help protect this precious life. May all sea animals thrive in their natural habitats. Up next on Noteworthy News, areas filled with trees create a more jovial and safer environment. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more refreshing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, soothing news for a comfortable world. In ecology news, according to scientists, living near trees contribute to our well-being. Dr. Francis Kuo and colleagues at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign reviewed research into the effects of residing close to trees or parks. They found that in green areas, people had happier relationships, safer environments, and achieved better results on tests. In addition, these people were healthier and lived longer. Dr. Kuo said, "Nature calms people, and it also helps them psychologically rejuvenate." Our thankfulness, Dr. Francis Kuo and associates, for making us more aware of the very nourishing qualities of trees. May we all enjoy the bountiful benefits which Mother Nature freely bestows upon us.
Time for some lighthearted humor with a joke of the day entitled An Unusual Disease, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Bệnh nhân nói với bác sĩ, thưa bác sĩ, hình như tôi có bị một căn bệnh rất lạ phải không? Ông bác sĩ hỏi rằng, tại sao nghĩ như vậy? Người bệnh nhân nói rằng, tại vì tôi thấy bác sĩ bắt mạch cho tôi nhưng lại cầm tay con gái tôi.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master, I'm a Hong Kong citizen. My name is Virginia, a Buddhist. I took your leaflet, which describes global warming and a vegetarian cookbook. May I ask you to get more for others who are believers in Buddhist temples because they like it very much? How to contact your staff in Hong Kong office? Thank you very much. Virginia from Hong Kong.
Greetings, Virginia. Great to get your note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has graciously replied to you.
Loving Virginia, you can download, print out all info you need, free of all cost. www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.php www.suprememastertv.com/sos-global-warming.php Hong Kong Center contacts are available on our website, www.godsdirectcontact.org. Buddha loves you. I love you. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May each moment of your life be filled with love from the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. The Australian government has signed a UN declaration recognizing the rights of Indigenous people to maintain their own cultures, institutions, and spiritual traditions.
The Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, pledges her support to an orphanage in Tanzania founded by 22-year-old American student Chris Gates that is already caring for 42 girls in need. Sichuan Province in China provides detainees with education as well as vocational training to help them find jobs and adapt more easily to society after their freedom.
The seaside village of Jaimanitas in Cuba has been brightened by renowned Cuban artist Jose Fuster with his colorful, often nationalistic mosaics, paintings, and sculptures.
Duncan McDougall, who left his business consulting job in 1997, helps rural and at-risk readers in Vermont and New Hampshire, USA, improve literacy through his children's literacy program.
Former Air Force General Scott Gratian, the newly appointed U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan, visits Sudanese leaders with an offer of friendly cooperation and an interest in finding new ways to improve relations.
The European Union announces that 75 billion euros in loans will be distributed through the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, to help ease financial challenge for nations in need.
The U.S. House of Representatives approves a bill which would allow the Food and Drug Administration to regulate the tobacco industry, including limiting ingredients and requiring ingredient lists.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.